I take for my additional text this evening a reading from the Dining Guide for Fellows of Queen's College, Cambridge. The presiding person at high table dinner should be the president. Failing that, the vice president. Failing that, the senior non-retired fellow. Failing that, the senior life fellow. Failing that, the senior retired fellow present. Failing that, the other senior person thereabouts. Fellows and their guests should normally proceed to dinner in order of seniority. The current practice for seating is generally thus. The presiding person sits at the head of the table. Next, the guest of the most senior fellow present sits to the right of the presiding person, with the host fellow next in line. The guest of the most senior fellow next sits to the left of the presiding person with the fellow next in line. Fellows without guests are seated last, furthest from the head of the table. After dinner, the postprandial grace is read by the presiding person, and junior members must remain standing until the final fellow has left the hall. In the senior combination room, the president, not being a fellow, is a guest and cannot preside. Please defer to the seniority list above and begin the fight all over again. Once everyone is seated in the SCR, the junior fellow normally serves wine from a decanter first to the presiding fellow and then to the right of the presiding fellow and thereafter clockwise to the fellows and guests there seated. When there are many present, the next junior fellow usually assists with these duties, and when the president is a guest in the SCR, the junior fellow should open the door as the president leaves. If I told you that these duties must be carried out to the letter on pain of being exiled from the SCR to social Siberia and that repeat offenders will be thrown from the mathematical bridge into the cam with a list of these rules tied to their legs to stop them floating to the surface, I wonder if you would believe me. Suffice to say that if you think this kind of tradition is a bit of an anachronism, then you should have seen the faces of the disciples at that last dinner party that Jesus threw on the night before he died. For Jesus, the presiding fellow to his undergraduates, the rabbi to his disciples, for Jesus to get up from that table, to grab a towel and to wash their feet was not just unexpected, it was outrageous. He who was clothed with light as a garment was girded with a towel. He who spread the waters in the clouds above the firmament and gathered the waters of the sea together poured water from a bowl. He who made the waters across the heavens fall across the face of the earth washed his disciples' feet. He who measured the heavens with a span and held the earth in his grasp took those feet in his hands and cleaned them. He to whom every knee in heaven and on earth should bow, knelt down, bowed his head, and waited on a bunch of stupid, stubborn, and dirty fishermen. This is the God whose life we have all said that we will copy as Christians, the body we share in, whose body we are. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than him that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. We all have feet to wash, ways in which to serve others. It might be dusting the pews or weeding the churchyard. It could be to make a cake for the person who doesn't get to celebrate very much anymore. It might be checking if your housebound neighbour is able to do their shopping. It might be to sit and listen to that dreadful bore who's probably rather lonely. On Maundy Thursday, I know I'm very, very quick to remember and repeat the actions, the earlier actions of the Last Supper. And who doesn't like a bit of bread and wine after all? But the challenge which lays at my own pompous and selfish feet is the challenge of the towel and the basin. So take and eat this holy sacrament to your comfort, this sign of Christ to your comfort. But then, with me please, let's roll up our sleeves, because we have been given an example, and we should do as Christ has done for us. Amen.